Blog Talk Radio.
Salvation from our Father in heaven. We want to be saved from sin and the consequences of sin. You know that if you do something wrong, you're going to have to pay for it. If you steal and you get caught, you're going to go to jail. There is a consequence for doing something that's not right. I want you, Sheikh, to follow me. I want you to turn to the book of Luke. That's in the New Testament. And I want to read to you from chapter 16, verse 24 through verse 28. And then I want to go to the book of John. And I want to read certain verses to you from the book of John. Let's go. And I want you, sheep, who listen to this program regularly, and those of you who are first-timers, I want you to go and get your pencil and paper or your notebook or whatever technology that you have where you can write these Bible scriptures down and go back and read them for yourselves. I want all of us to be saved. I want us all to go to the Father. I want us to go to heaven. And if you're doing something wrong, and you know it's wrong, I want you to stop it. Let's go to Luke chapter 13, verse 24. And let's read. Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once a master of the house is risen up and has shut the door, and ye begin to stand without and to knock, and door saying, Lord, Lord, open up unto us, and he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then you shall begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, And thou means you have taught us in our streets. But he shall say, tell you, I know you not. Whence ye are, depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. And iniquity is sin. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when ye shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and ye shall yourself thrust out. Whoever is that just made that noise, I am serious about what I'm saying for my Father in heaven. And I want you all to read again from the book in the New Testament, Luke chapter 13, verses 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. I want you to read all those verses. Now, I want you sheep, if the person that I heard snickering on the phone, you're not doing what our Father told you to do. You know that it says God is a spirit. But when you see that he looks like me, you're going to be sick and scared and shaken and gnashing of teeth. Let us turn to the book of John, chapter 10, and verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, I'm at John, chapter 10, verse 1. Verily, verily, I say unto you, verily, verily, that means truly, truly, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Is that what you're going to be, you person who is snickering? Of course you're going to be trying to get into heaven, and you're not coming in, especially if I'm at the door. I will not let you in, because you are very rude. You have me thinking that what I think about white people, I think they are aliens. They don't have a heart. They really don't. That is, that's my opinion of you. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Now, I want you to go to John 10, and we'll start reading verse 10. We'll start reading at verse 9. It says, verse 9 says, we're in John chapter 10, verse 9. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and destroy. Come that they might have life, and that they might have more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, for the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, who owns the sheep, are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep. The wolf catches them and scatters them. That's my reading for today for you all to hear. And I am going to say a quick prayer right now and then introduce myself. Father in heaven, Thank you for this day, a beautiful day in Detroit. It's not too cold, not too hot, beautiful. Father, I always thank you for giving us sheep good health, sane, sound mind, and providing prosperity to us. I also thank you for blessing Detroit, Michigan, to not have disasters or natural disasters or chemical disasters. I do pray that usually always in my prayer, and I thank you for your son, Yeshua. I thank you. The more I think about it, and the more I think that he is a black person, because I'm just happy that you brought me back. You didn't have to let me stay there, even though I was not in any pain or anything. I was just out. I didn't know a thing. Father, I thank you for watching over me and taking care of me. And all those other sheep who are supposed to be doing your will, they might want to, Father. I ask that you give them the courage to step out on faith. And if they have to get a program, ask them or tell them to go to Blog Talk Radio and see if they can get a program and bring your word. It's important that we try to tell people to get right. I say this prayer in your son's name, in Yeshua's name, better known as Jesus, the name that was given to him by the white man. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, and I will just say happy Sabbath evening to everyone, because you know that the evening starts the new day. And so the Sabbath is starting right now. I think that on Fridays after 5 o'clock, we are in the Sabbath day. And I tell you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy and rest. You'll find that in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Read it for yourselves. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. Ask that you sheep and whoever else is listening to my program this evening to, excuse me, I'm having the birth, having three P's handy. And if you don't know what they are, I will tell you, your pen, pencil, and paper. And if you are technically savvy, you can have your notebook or your tablets or whatever else that you have where you can write down whatever I read to you today. When you find out that our Father in heaven is black, don't kill yourself like that man in Saline, Texas, the Grand Saline, Texas. He set himself on fire. I tell you, sheep, and those who else is listening to me, order from PBS, Man on Fire. You can see that it's a white minister. He had tried to get his congregation to listen to him. And you know how they are. Those people don't care. He found out his parents had been lying to him all his life. And when he read the Bible and tried to tell the people and they would not listen, they kept doing their needed things or violent things toward him. He set himself on fire because he didn't want to be a part of the militia, maliciousness. He didn't like telling lies. His parents had taught him all his life to hate black people. Why, when he found out that they're black? Listen, I want you also to read, write this down now, Exodus chapter 19, verse 3 through 8, where we'll read that we are a peculiar treasure. That's right, are a peculiar treasure unto our Heavenly Father. And if you read this Bible, as I'm reading it, don't get stuck like I did. It's really late in the game. You should remember this stuff. Now, I have read, this is my third time reading it. And I have read it before. My eyes were blind. I ask you, Father, in heaven right now, open up the eyes and mind and ears of those who are listening so that they can understand what is going on. And when they read this Bible, they will know that our Father is talking about one group of people. The Hebrews are black. Read Psalms 83, and you'll find out that these people got in a group, and they had a big tumult. A tumult is like a loud noise. They made a loud noise, and there were a group of people, about a group of maybe 10 nations, gathered against one group, us. And you're walking around calling yourselves African American, whereas I was in school at the university years ago, and this guy, I had asked my professor why I missed one question, and this white girl missed one. Why did I not get a B+ instead of getting a B-? And then he said, oh, you're just going back to slavery. My mind was not on that. If he's listening, he'll know who we is. I guess from then on, I just cruised. I went to school and really not really caring, whereas I should have been, just because one bad apple popped me. And he needs to read the Bible too, and he'll find out that we are a peculiar people. When I say they, the white people, since all of those who are Hebrews and that they could find to the southern coast of Africa and put them on ships to be sent to different parts of the universe. And there we are all over. Like the Judah is the American blacks, and Benjamin, the West Indian, and Levi is the Haitian. I've named the 12 sons of Jacob. But nonetheless, I don't want you to continue to be a fool. You probably are calling me a fool just because I'm reading the Bible and have found out that the Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verses 13, 14, and 15, our father, he is described as having woolly hair, and his heels are like bronze. And you know that's like brown. His heels are brown. His feet are brown. You couldn't see the face, but his feet is brown. Well, let me go to where I'm supposed to pick up reading. I left off in Genesis chapter 12, not Genesis, but Numbers chapter 12 and verse 6. But I'm going to start reading the whole thing, chapter 12, again. It's supposed to say, it says I'm supposed to read chapter 11. Well, I finished chapter 11 last Tuesday. And I'm on chapter 12 today. That's where I'll start reading. I went to chapter 12, verse 1. And I haven't forgot. I am angry at that person that snickered at me. That our Father in heaven is so gracious, he would forgive that person. But I will not. If I saw that person, I would slap that person and we would have a big fight. And now I'm weak, but I used to be strong. And I'm going to try to build myself up where that. If I see that person, I will not have mercy on him. I hope not to. I hope to whip his or her. But as I have done in the past, but now I'm sick, I tell you all, read Leviticus chapter 11. Stay away from pork. You're not supposed to eat swine meat. I started reading the Bible to you. I stopped anyway. I think that was January the 11th. And I was so afraid to come on. I was supposed to come on like the 1st of January, 2010. But I was so afraid. I came on, I think in January. I don't know. It's there. Go to my program. Look on Feed My Sheep Show. And it will tell you when I started. And it will give you all the scriptures that I have read to you. Now, let's turn to the book of Numbers, chapter 12, and I will read it to you again. When I first read it, and the second time I read it, I didn't see things. I was reading it, but my eyes were closed. Like when you read here, you're going to see in verse 6 where our Father will speak to you. And he will make himself known unto you in a vision as well as he will speak to you in a dream. And that's what he did. He spoke to me in a dream. And he did come to me in a vision. He had on I don't know what you call these long dresses down to the feet and a gold belt around his stomach. A big gold belt, too. It wasn't a little one. It was a big one. Let me read. And let us try to hear and learn. If your eyes are closed, I don't know why he opened my eyes lately and made me hear. But I thank him for doing that because I don't want to be like you with closed eyes because you don't hear. You don't hear what the Lord says to you. Let's read Numbers, verse 1. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. He had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, "Has the Lord indeed spoken only by Moses? Has he spoken also by us?" And the Lord heard it. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And Moses, by the way, is a black man too. He is a Hebrew, and we were black people. You got to understand, you got to understand those white folks. I don't know where they came from. Oh, by the way, I received an email from my sister-in-law, and listening to the email, there was this teacher who I wrote down the information as to where you can get it up on the computer that she sent me. But I have had a change of heart because some of you are so rude after listening to him. You might want to call and curse him out. But this guy, and from the way he was speaking, I think that he is a white man. And he has been teaching along similar to what I have been teaching you sheep. The Bible says in Genesis, from the ground, he made the people out of the ground. There is no white ground. There is white sand, but the ground is brown or black, like me, not white. I want your sheep to know that. And I want all your sheep to don't be a fool. Stop being foolish and read your books and understand. And some things in the Bible here, like the Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 5, he says he's a black man, but he's comely. Did you know that? Start reading your Bible and you'll find out. Because they, and when I say they, the white preachers won't tell you that. I have not heard one white preacher say that the Song of Solomon, verse 1, and chapter 1, verse 5, where Solomon says that he is a black man, but comely. He was telling that to the ladies of Jerusalem. Let me start reading again. Verse 2. I am in Numbers chapter 12, verse 2. Hopefully I will read it all and then go to chapter 13 if I can. I read so slow, I probably can. Now, Numbers chapter 12, verse 2. And he said, and they said, has the Lord spoken only by Moses? Has he not spoken also by us? And the Lord heard it. And the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And the Lord spoke suddenly unto Moses and unto Aaron and unto Miriam, come out ye three unto the tabernacle of the congregation. And they came out. And the Lord came down in a pillar of the cloud and stood the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came out. And he said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him. So he had made himself known unto Moses, but he had not made himself known unto Miriam and Aaron. He just said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision and will speak to him in a dream. Well, now I'm understanding. Am I a prophet? I don't think so. I don't want to be. I don't know. I know that I'm to do what the Lord says to do because I read it in the book. Be obedient to the Lord. I am being obedient. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in the dark, speeches, and the similitude of the Lord shall be below. Wherefore then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? So Moses was a prophet, and the Lord's, verse 9, and the Lord's anger, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and them is Miriam and Aaron, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle. And behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And that's spelled L-E-P-R-O-U-S. She was a leper. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, they means you, lay not the sin upon us wherein we have done foolishly and wherein we have sinned. Let her not be as one dead of whom the flesh is half consumed when he cometh out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried and said unto the Lord, saying, heal her now, O Lord, I beseech thee. I beseech thee means you. T-H-E-E means you. And the Lord said unto Moses, if her father had but spit in her face, she should not be ashamed 7 days. Let her be ashamed 7 days. Let her be shut out of the camp 7 days. And after that, let her be received in again. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days. And the people journeyed not till Miriam was brought in again. And afterwards, the people removed from Hazerah and pitched the wilderness of Paran. So that finished reading the reading of Numbers chapter 12. And that's where Miriam and Aaron made fun of the Egyptian woman, and our father made her leopardess for 7 days. But all he had to do was spit in her face, and she would not be ashamed 7 days. But let her be shut out from the camp 7 days. And after the 7 days, she was let back into the camp, and she was made home. And that was in the wilderness of Paran. Now let us move on to chapter 13. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, men, that they may search. Send you men, that they may search the land of Canaan. And I give unto the children of Israel, of every tribe, of every fathers, shall ye send a man, every one a ruler among them. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them forth from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. Of course, we're not over in Israel now. There is a white group of people. The Bible in Genesis 2 and 9 and also in Genesis 3 and 9 says that they are the children of Satan. And I think the one who calls himself president, he was not elected by the people, but by he was not elected by the people. Nonetheless, I don't want to talk about him. I should continue talking about what's in the Bible, and that I will do. Verse 3, and Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran, all those men. Well, I was thinking that he was elected by electoral college, but the Constitution says, we the people, not we the electoral college. I'm getting off of it. Let's go back to where our father had me in the book of chapter 13. That's the book of Numbers, chapter 13 and verse 3. And Moses, by the commandment of the Lord, sent them from the wilderness of Paran. All those men were heads of the children of Israel. And these were the names of the tribe of Reuben: Shammah, the son of Zakur, the tribe of Simeon; Shaphath, the son of Ari, of the tribe of Judah; Caleb, yay, and of the son of Jephthah, tribe of Issachar; Ego, the son of Joseph, the son of Ephraim; Hoshea, and the son of Dan, the son of Benjamin; Paddy, the son of Ruha. Well, that's rap, spelled R-A-P-H-U, Raphu, the son of the tribe of Zebulun; Gad, Manuel, the son of Sali, the son of the tribe of Joseph, namely the tribe of Manasseh; Gadi, the son of Susa, of the tribe of Dan; Hemuel, the son of Gemuel, the son of Asher; Seder, the son of Michael, the tribe of Naphtali, let me spell N-A-H-B-I, Nabi, the son of Bopshi, that's spelled B-O-P-H-S-I, the son of Gad; Gemuel, the son of Micah. These are the names of the men which sent, let me, excuse me, I have to belch, saints. I apologize, I have to belch. These are the names of those. Let me read that again, verse 16. These are the names of the men which Moses sent to spy out the land. And Moses called Hoshea, the son of Nun, Jeshua. And Moses sent him to spy out the land of Canaan, and said unto them, get you up this way southward, and go upward into the mountains, and see the land, what it is, and the people that dwelleth therein, where they be strong or weak, few or many, and what the land is that they dwell in, whether it be good or bad, and whether cities they dwell in, whether in tents or in strongholds, and what the land is, whether it be fat or lean, whether there be good wood therein or not. And ye, if you of good carriage and bring of the fruit of the land. Now, the time was the time of the first ripe grapes, and they went up and searched the land from the wilderness of Zin unto Rahab, as men came to Hamath, and they ascended the south. They went up by the south, ascended, as they came into Hebron, where Ahalan, Shehi, oh, I don't want to mispronunciate these names, and I will spell them out to you, and you pronounce them yourselves. A-H-I-M-A-N. That's one name. The next name is Shisha. S-H-E-T-A-L-M-A-I. The children of Enoch were now in Hebron was built 7 years before Zoar in Egypt. And that Zoar is spelled Z-O-A-N in Egypt. And they came into the brook of Shaul. It's spelled E-S-C-H-C-O-L. And cut down there a bridge with one cluster of grapes, and they bear a cluster of grapes, and they bear it between two upon the staff, and they brought pomegranate, and of the place was called the Brook of Eshol. I guess that's spelled, it's spelled E-S-C-H-O-L. I only have 2 minutes left. Let me read this sentence out. Because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from this. So, I'm going to start reading to you again. Let me read chapter 25. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days. Let me read 26 and 27. Let me read as far as I can before it becomes 1 minute. And they went and came to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran and Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. And they told him, he said, come out of the land whither thou sendest us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and thus is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people, well, I'm going to stop right here on verse 28. That's where we will start next week, verse 28 of Numbers chapter 13. Let us have a closing word right now to our Heavenly Father. Father, we seek, and those of us who are not sick that are listening to this program, we thank you for taking care of us in our sleep, protecting us from the evil one. If you don't know who the evil one is, that is Satan. And that's probably the right person, because he said, the children of Satan is true. Revelation 2 and 9 and 3 and 9, the children of Satan. Father, thank you for driving the devil away from us. I say that prayer in Yeshua's name, as better known as Jesus Christ. And I want you to know that in James chapter 4 and 15, that if it is God's will, will be with you Tuesday at 11 o'clock. Isn't it? Tuesday 11, Friday at 5.
Father,
also, she,
help your children
and
don't let them fall. The road
and the broken
teach them
just long enough to write
to love one another,
and those
that heaven might find
verses about the
life of
black folks here
in their hearts.
We're writing from what we
Jesus is love. Let you down, and I know.
we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause He's love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation.